Paulita, P-A-U-L-I-T-A, Montez, M-O-N-T-E-Z, 3-15-64. Chest complaint, abdominal pain, number one, increased weight, number two, leg pain, number four. Oh, shortness of breath with activity, number five, urinary tract, urinary hesitancy and incontinency, number six, let's see, anxiety, number seven, depression, number eight, not sleeping, number nine, possible sleep apnea, number 10. Our patient is a 57-year-old woman who takes care of her elderly father who has end-stage dementia at home with her husband. Her husband also has been hurt on the job, so he's been at home, and it's causing a lot of problems at home. She's not suicidal or thinking about hurting herself or anybody else by any means. Nevertheless, she's had a lot of stress in her life. She's gained about 6 pounds. That's a big problem and a big source of her depression, period. In the paragraph, she's not working at this time. She came to see us on Saturday because of epigastric pain, and she was told to come back today for further evaluation, period. In the paragraph, she's having epigastric pain, hystrogastroesophageal reflux, and right upper quadrant pain, period. In the paragraph, her last sonogram last year showed no evidence of gallstones, period. In the paragraph, patient did have a CT scan done. It showed a 1-centimeter liver cyst, and at one time she was supposed to see a gastroenterologist for EGD, which she never did, period. At one time she took a PPI, and it actually helped her a lot, period. In the paragraph, she's scheduled to see a urologist next week for cystoscopy because of urinary hesitancy and urgency, period. At one time she was supposed to have a sleep apnea done, but I'm just too busy to get anything like that done right now, she tells me right now, which could be causing some of her issues with her sleeping. Period. Review of system as above. Medication, Adderall 20 milligram a day, Prestige 100 milligram a day, Ambien 10 milligram at nighttime. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Last period, 2005, he's not working. Taking care of elderly father. Colonoscopy years ago, mammogram not recently. At one time she was scheduled for one, but she never showed up. Family history, mom died of alcoholism. Liver disease, cirrhosis, dad's still alive, has end-stage dementia, as I mentioned, period. Blood work is ordered today. Her ultrasound from 7:21 was reviewed. Review of system, as above. Surgery, hysterectomy, partial, medical problems, anxiety, insomnia, immunization for COVID is up to date, allergy, none. On exam, she weighs, her weight's up 248, up 6 pounds, 98%, 98.6, 16, 95, 143 over 70. Heart puzzle, puzzle, two lungs, fewer on abdomen, obese neck, shows neck, JVD skin, shows no rash, neurological, non-focal, TMs are clear, epigastric tenderness noted. Assessment number one, we looked at a gallbladder again, no stones found. I did see the liver, this liver cyst this time that I could not see on the ultrasound. It's a 0.9 centimeter compared to 1 centimeter last year, period. The leg pain, multifactorial, obesity, leg edema, multifactorial, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Nevertheless, no DVT found, minor PVD found. Sleep apnea, not interested in workup. Echocardiogram shows RVH. Carotid ultrasound was done because the dizziness is stable from last 2020. Next number, gastroesophageal reflux. Add Nexium, 40 milligram once a day. Next number is check blood work. Next number is anxiety on current medication. Next number is no change in other medications made today. Next number is no need to repeat CT scan of the abdomen at this time since the liver cyst was seen and evaluated. Next number. Follow up next week. Next number. If any changes noted in her condition, she will call right away. Next number, mammogram needs to be done, but she's not interested at this time. Next number, sleep study needs to be done. She's not interested at this time. Next number, colonoscopy has been done. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.